Chapter 4. The Foreign Visitor. One day, Mother had gone to Maidbridge. The children went to the station to meet her. They arrived early so that they could enjoy some time at the station, but it was a very wet day, and for July, very cold. The children went into the waiting room to get out of the rain. They played a guessing game until they heard the sound of the signal announcing the up train. Then they rushed out to see it pass. When the train left, the children watched until it disappeared around the curve of the line, and then they turned to go back to the dusty waiting room. They expected to see just one or two people, but instead there was a huge crowd of people craning their necks, trying to see around the station door. The children rushed over to find out what was going on. Everyone was crowded around a frightened-looking man who was speaking a foreign language. No one could understand a word he said. Peter decided to try speaking in French to the man, and somehow, although Peter's French wasn't very good, the man understood what he said. He leaned forward and grabbed Peter's hands. He began to pour forth a flood of French words, which Peter was forced to admit he didn't understand. "Take him into your room," whispered Bobby to the station master. "Mother can speak French. She'll be on the next train from Maidbridge." The station master took the stranger's bony arm, suddenly but not unkindly. But the man pulled his arm away. "Oh, don't," said Bobby. "Don't you see how frightened he is? Don't be rough," she urged the station master. Bobby somehow remembered some words of French and told the man that her mother was coming and that she could speak French. She pulled him gently toward the station master's office, and the others followed. "Here's the problem," said the station master. "He has no ticket, and I ought to call the authorities."
"Oh, don't!"
all the children pleaded at once. "Well, all right," said the station master, "but I want to know where he came from." Then Peter remembered he had an envelope of foreign stamps in his pocket. It gave him an idea. "Look here," he said. "Let's show him these." They showed the man an Italian stamp and pointed from him to it and back again and made signs of questions with their eyebrows. The man shook his head. Next, they took out a Norwegian stamp. Again, he gestured no. Then he took the envelope from Peter and searched among the stamps. He pulled out a Russian stamp.
"He's Russian," cried Peter.
When Mother's train arrived, she was brought in to speak to the man in French. She confirmed that he was indeed Russian and explained that he had lost his ticket. "And I'm afraid he's very ill," Mother said. "So I'd like to take him home with me. I'll come down and tell you all about him tomorrow."
"If you are sure, madam," said the station master.
"Oh, yes," Mother said brightly, and she smiled. "He's a famous writer in his own country. I've read some of his books. They're beautiful. But I'll tell you all about it tomorrow." Mother, Phyllis, and Peter took the Russian gentleman home with them to Three Chimneys while Bobby went for the doctor.
"We've found a Russian,"
she said breathlessly when she got to the doctor's house.
"We found him at the station. He's sick. And he's looking for his family."
"My, that is an unusual state of affairs," said the surprised doctor, reaching for his coat.
"Yes, he got lost, and now he has a terrible cough, and he's awfully sad," said Bobby.
When Bobby and the doctor got to Three Chimneys, the Russian was sitting in an armchair, sipping tea. The doctor examined him, but luckily there was nothing seriously wrong. The Russian simply needed a few days of rest. Mother brought out some warm clothes for him to wear. As Bobby helped her mother organize a room for the Russian, she noticed that the clothes were Father's. She had assumed that Father had taken all his clothes with him. Her heart was beating horribly. Why hadn't Father taken his clothes? When Mother came out of the room, Bobby grabbed her arm and whispered,
"Mother, Daddy isn't dead, is he?"
"My darling, no. What made you think of anything so horrible?"
I I saw Father's clothes," said Bobby, angry with herself for asking.
Mother gave her a hug. "Daddy is fine. He didn't need all those clothes," she said. "Don't worry, darling."
Later that night, Mother came into the girls' room, followed by Peter, who was wrapped in a wool blanket.
"Now, Mother, tell us all about the Russian gentleman," Peter begged.
"Yes, please tell us everything, Mother," Bobby said.
"Well, he's a writer who wrote a lovely book about poor people and how to help them. But it made his government very angry, and they put him in prison."
"But he didn't do anything wrong?" asked Peter.
"No, all he did was write a book full of grace and kindness," said Mother.
"Then how did he get away?" asked Phyllis.
"When the war came, some of the prisoners were allowed to volunteer as soldiers. He volunteered so that he could leave the prison buildings, but he didn't want to fight for his country because his country was so unkind to him. All he cared about was his wife and children."
"How terribly sad," said Phyllis.
"Yes. Well, while he was in prison, some friends gave him a message that his wife and children had come to England. So when he escaped, he came here to look for them."
"Does he know their address?" asked practical Peter.
"Unfortunately, no. He was going to London to search for them, and he got out at our station by mistake, and then he discovered he'd lost his ticket and his wallet."
"Oh, I'll pray for him to find them. I mean his family," said Bobby.
"Yes, families should be together," remarked Mother.